Here's another mass murderer from Switzerland. SS Standartenführer Karl Jäger from the Einsatzkommando 3A. There we can see he's Swiss. He was born in Schaffhausen in Switzerland. He was in the SS. He was a colonel. A really evil one. They breed some nice people in Switzerland, don't they now? This Swiss colonel from Schaffhausen, Switzerland, is responsible for the murder of 137,346 people in Lithuania, whom he and his men all personally shot manually or stabbed to death with a bayonet during World War II in Lithuania. It's interesting to see how he joined the Nazis in the same year as Mr. Hitler was financed in Zurich, Switzerland in 1923. So this is in Wikipedia. You can all look it up yourself. And this Swiss personally saw to it that 34,464 children got murdered and shot a lot of them himself. And because he was so proud of his achievement, he kept book of every one of these murders on defenseless civilians and innocent children in the horrifying Jäger Report. As the Swiss loved bureaucracy and paperwork, and he wanted to show Hitler and Himmler of his work so he could be praised, be an important man, and get up the ladder. So here's the Swiss report in Wikipedia. It's all in here. Keeping track how many people, how many children he murdered. Charming Swiss, eh? You can read some more about in English about the Swiss Jäger report, which of course went to Switzerland, the motherland. There's too much evidence, you know, that Hitler got financed in Switzerland in 1923. This guy, he joined the Nazis the same year, very same year. Of course, this report went to Switzerland. And they had a toast on it, probably. Yes, we Swiss, we are so superior to all the other people and other races. They're still showing it today. Look at what's going on in this country. And for this, the Swiss Karl Jäger, which means the hunter in German, well, we can see what he answered. He carried out the murder of 34,464 children, lined them up in front of a huge grave or pit in the sand, let them suffer in the cold where they were shaking out of fear and cold. 34,464 pairs of children's eyes begging for help. And then punch a few rounds in their skulls. Can you imagine witnessing the brutal murder of 340,464 children? Well, this is the type of people Switzerland produces. And if they get the chance, they all want to do this again. When circumstances set the conditions in place, and when the majority around says that it's okay to do so. This is how the Swissies function. Just as the Swiss mindset is ready to do it again today with immigrants, because the majority agrees to do so. They're just waiting for the big moment. And when in 1959, in his cell, the Swiss Karl Jäger was not so tough anymore, complaining about the prison conditions which he was in. He committed suicide. as this time his own life was concerned, and there was nothing to laugh about anymore. The Swiss are hard and mean on others, but very weak to themselves. Just as they're constantly stressing on immigrants to integrate. Whereas they, themselves, the Swiss, can't even integrate themselves into Europe. The Swissies feel so sorry for themselves, endlessly complain about nothing, and are extremely ruthless with others. Just as a paranoid dog with its tail constantly in between its legs. Or like a pack of hyenas who show the same pattern with the tail in between its hind legs. Also female dominated and also in a totally ruthless society. Thus leading to Ptolemy's famous words that not lions are dangerous, but hyenas are. Ptolemy was the brother of Cleopatra, of the pharaohs, in the matriarchal and ruthless pharaonic civilization comparable to the base of evil in the Alps, referring to the patriarchal lions coming single, whereas hyenas come in highly organized packs, just as the SS for ISIS and the police do. And the time will come that the Swissies have to explain how they financed Adolf Hitler and the rest. They will all say simultaneously that nobody knew, whereas in fact the opposite is true. The Einsatztruppen manually killed 1 million defenseless people and children, just next to a huge pit in the sand, and nobody knew. Well, that's what the Swissies always say, that they didn't know.